Yesterday I mentioned two machlokesim regarding the Av Malachis. The two machlokesim, one the Eglei Tal brought, machlokes between Rashi and Rav Haigai. Rashi shita was we learn out of Binyan HaMishkan, and Rav Haigai's shita was that we learn out of Avodas HaMishkan. It's one machlokes we had yesterday, Lagabe, how you learn out Av Malachis. And then I had mentioned the second machlokes regarding Av Malachis, the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam said that an Av Malacha is Lav Dafka, the one which is mentioned in the Mishnah, but anything similar to it also, like Chayrish is mentioned in the Mishnah, plowing, and Chayfer, digging, is also an Av Malacha. Or Kaitzer, cutting crops, is an Av Malacha. Baitzer, cutting grapes, harvesting grapes, is also an Av Malacha. The Rambam held that you could broaden the Avos Malachis. And the Kesef Mishnah, B'Shem de Ramach, the Kesef Mishnah brought a shita that holds, no, only the Av Malacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah, that's the Av Malacha. That's it, the one that's mentioned. We said that shita holds that it's a Siba, that being in the Mishkan is a reason that it's an Av Malacha, that it has to be a bin in the Mishkan. So he holds we can't widen it. The Rambam holds you could broaden it. You could broaden the Malachis. These are two separate, really separate machlokesim in how you designate Avos Malachis. And they seem to have no direct connection one with the other. There's one shaila you learn out of building the Mishkan or running the Mishkan. One shaila, can you broaden the Avos or you can't broaden the Avos? Two seems totally separate machlokesim. Now, the Mishnah counts Oifa as an Av Malacha. The Mishnah counts baking as an Av Malacha. What we call Bishul, cooking, which is the preparation of food through heat, the Mishnah uses the word Oifa, baking, for an Av Malacha. Which seems to say that Oifa really is an Av Malacha. You do it, the pasnok ad, but the lamaisa baking is an Av Malacha. Why is baking an Av Malacha? There was no baking in the building of the Mishkan. Why is baking an Av Malacha? So how do you answer that question? One of two ways. How do you answer that? Why is Eifa an Av Malacha? What? Why is Eifa the Av Malacha? In building the Mishkan, they didn't bake anything. So why is Eifa an Av Malacha? So you would have to answer. So one way to answer is like the Rambam, that you broaden it. It doesn't have to be exactly what was in the Mishkan. In building the Mishkan, they cooked samim on it. And like the Rambam says, that if Kaitzer was in the Mishkan, Kaitzer is also an Av Malacha. It's identical in the Tachlis Av Malacha. So you could say, why is Eifa the Av Malacha? Because Eifa and Bishul, they're really identical. They're both preparing food through heat. So you could do it through cooking, you could do it through baking, you could do it through frying. All these things, though, it's really all the same. That's one way that you could answer the question. The other way to answer the question would be, why is Eifa an Av Malacha? The other way is Rav Haigai, that the baking is an Av Malacha because you learn it out of the running of the Mishkan. Not after the baking, not after the building of the Mishkan, but the running of the Mishkan. And in running the Mishkan, they had to bake. So you have two choices, two ways to answer why Eifa is in the Mishkan. Either Rav Haigai's way, that baking was in the Mishkan because you learn out of the running in the Mishkan, or the Rambam's Chiddush, that you could broaden the Avos Malachis. So what comes out at the end of the day, when we finished going through this whole Indian, that in a sense, if you hold like Rashi, you have to hold like the Rambam. If you hold like Rashi, that you only learn it out of the building of the Mishkan, there's a kasha then, why is Afiya in the Mishkan? So l'chayim, if you hold like Rashi, you have to hold like the Rambam, that you could broaden the malachis, that you could make, you could say this is the Amalach and that's also the Amalach. And the reverse, if you hold like the Kesef Mishnah, like the Ramah, and you hold you can't broaden, if you hold you can't broaden, how is Afiya an Amalach? You have to hold like Rav Haigad. That if Afiya is an Amalach, it must be, because you learned it out of the running of the Mishkan. So what comes out when we finish is that although in Svara nobody could say these two malachis are these two machlaiksim are dependent one on the other, in Svara the two totally separate machlaiksim. One's a machlaikis you learn out of the building or the running, and one's a machlaikis you broaden the obvious adultery. So even though in Svara they're separate machlaiksim, but because of the word Eifa in the Mishnah, the two machlaiksim become totally zeh bezeh. Because the Mishnah counts Eifa, if you hold like Rashi, you must hold like the Rambam to broaden the Avos Malachos. And since really most Rishayim hold like Rashi, most Rishayim hold that you learn out of the building of the Mishkan, so then you really have to nem on the Rambam's Chiddush that you could widen and broaden the Avos Malachos. Because in a sense, they come out to be totally zeh bezeh. And at the end, they are totally zeh bezeh. Because of the word Eifa in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says an Av Malach, it's not a Sheker, it is an Av Malach. And Bishul is also an Av Malach. It's all one. How could it all be one? So if you hold like Rashi, you really must hold up the Rambam Shita to broaden the base of the other Malachis. So that's why, even though, like I said, in Lundis they're not totally zeh bezeh, but in bottom line, really they are totally zeh bezeh. Which the way it comes out, if you hold like Rashi, you have to hold like the Rambam. The Rambam holds you can broaden the others. Which means, really, if you can broaden the others, that means being in the Mishkan is just a simon. It's just a simon how to calculate the 39. But it's not a siva. You can have an Av Malacha that wasn't in the Mishkan. Because once you have a Bishul, you can widen it to Eifa, which wasn't in the Mishkan. And once you have Kaitzer, you could widen it to Kaitzer, which wasn't in the Mishkan. So that these things could be broadened, could be widened, and because it's only a sin. And in Eila, in a sense, the two Machlaiksim are totally zeh bezeh, bottom line. I just don't know other Nafkaminis. If we learn Misafka Shabbos, I suspect we'd come up with other nafkaminis if it's a siman or a siva that you learn out of the Mishkan. But however you end up with that, lemaisa, these two things seem to be totally zeh bezeh. There's one more Indian here, and that's Taisus Ulu Rebbe Eliezer. Before we get back to the Indian of Mazik, of Mazikin, from Bava Kama, Taisus Ulu Rebbe Eliezer, Amai Kori Layav, it talks about the Indian of Hasra. In time of Taisus says, "Name on Afkamina Linyan Hasra, Shetzar for Hasra is Atelda Mishum Avdi Da. You must give Hasra an Atelda because of its Av. Why should you have to give Hasra an Atelda because of its Av? Is Svara to that? If someone's been Michal Shabbos, I can't just tell him, hey, you're being Michal Shabbos, you're going to get an Einish, you get Misa. That's not good enough. Someone's being Michal Shabbos, I tell him, listen, what you're doing is Malacha on Shabbos. The Torah says, Vasach Kol Malacha, so you're going to get Misa, you're going to get Skila. That's not good enough. Huh? How am I Michal and Misa? Why is it not good enough to be Mechayev and Misa? I have to tell him the Av? Tell him the Av Malacha? Gemara says, so let's see what Tosfos says. The Torah is doing wrong is that he's not the Malach on Shabbos.
Which part of what he's doing is the Malach?
Oh, you mean because it might be confusing? What am I talking to him about? I understand. So let's say I tell him he's in the middle of he has wine and it's got pieces of cork mixed in. And he's pouring it through a cloth to separate the pieces of dirt out of the wine. So I tell him, don't pour the wine through the cloth. That's a malacha. Is that good enough? I have to tell him Mishum Arakeid or Mishum Vairer. I can't just tell him you're pouring it through a cloth. That's a malacha. That's still a Shabbos. Svara, before we start Taisvus and Svara, I would think it's good enough, no? If you see someone eating Nevela, so what do you have to tell him? You have to recite the verse that he's being over, the chapter and verse which Parsha it's in. Just tell him, listen, that meat is nevela and you're going to get malchus. I don't have to tell him which pasuk and which parasha, no. Why do we give asra? Why do we have to give asra? Like nidna asra, elo lahaskim mishaygit lamezit. I want to make sure he knows what he's doing. So I'm giving him asra. So, why do I have to be alamdin with him? It's a little hard to understand this. So that's Tosfos' first teretz. Tosfos, the first teretz, says what you're saying. Tosfos says that he might think you're laughing at him. If you're going to tell him something ridiculous, so he'll think that you're making a joke. So if he thinks you're not saying something serious, so we all understand that's not Asra. That's what Tosfos says in the Teretz, the first Teretz.
This is from
Malchus? For Malchus, for other Isurim that are Chiyuvei Malchus. Well, let's see. Let's say someone's eating Basa B'chalav. And I give him Asra in a way that he thinks I'm joking, that he may think I'm joking. It's not a good Asra. What's Eichetimtza? See, by Basa B'chalav, it's a little harder to come up with Eichetimtza. Let's say I would tell him, let's say I take an Amoret, and I tell him, eating Basa B'chalav, you're going to get Malchus, because it says, Lois of Ashur Kediba, Chalei Vimai. So you probably think I'm joking. I'm telling you, the Pasuk says, don't cook meat with milk. So my stomach's not a good Asra, no? If I tell somebody something like that, I tell someone, if you eat Basa B'chalav, you can be either on this or a place of Asher. So you're right. Tosfos Teretz, and Tosfos' first Teretz is the Hachi Parach, Mishamay Masrin Ambei, Shukhayiv, Rabba Misham Bayer Rabba, Hisra Bay Misham Rakik Pata, Kivin Shumasa Bedova Sheinai Doma Savi Shemalik Bay. He thinks I'm joking. The Miches Chinuch says, so the Miches Chinuch says in the beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Beis that according to Tosfos' first Teretz, you could say just don't be Mechal Shabbos. You could just tell somebody if you want. If you do that, it's Chil Shabbos. You can be Ever Chil Shabbos. Then it's up to Miches Chinuch. That's good enough. Because Tosfos, which is this Tosfos, is the Tosfos of Shabbos Ayin Gimel, so it's the same thing. Because Tosfos says, the only restriction is you can't say something that sounds ridiculous. You can't say something that sounds like a joke. But as long as you say something sensible, you don't have to say the name of the Av Malach. You're not required to mention the name of the Av Malach. Just if you do, it better make sense. So someone's eating Basa B'chalav, and the two Eidim say, if you eat Basa B'chalav, you're going to get Malchus. It's good enough. If they say you eat Basa B'chalav, you're going to get Malchus, because if they say something which sounds wrong, and they'll say, because Lois of Ashel, so then they're making it worse. If you go over to someone, you tell them you're pouring wine through this cheesecloth, you're going to get malchus because of vayna. So of course that's ridiculous. So the asra is not asra. But the asra has to make clear that he's amazing, that he knows it's an aveira and that he's doing it. If you tell him asra, that's sabar shemalik by, so then it's not a clear hasra. Not a clear asra. This is the way Tosis holds in the first pshat in Tosis, which in Svara is pretty solid. Just a yeah. Avlam Hisru by Varmer Al Tishamer Chayiv. Why does Taisa say it? Taisa just say Avlam Hisru by Al Tasim Alacha Chayiv. It's true. I guess Taisa wants to fit into the Kasha. The Kasha was, does the Tolda have to mention the Av? So Taisa says, no, you can say the Tolda itself. Taisa is fitting into the flow of the way he was talking till now. That he was talking, that the Tolda good enough? So he says, yeah, the Tolda is good enough. But you're right, there's really even a bigger chiddush. That if you say, don't do malacha, it's also good. Okay, it's true, like Yanki said before, you have to point out what he's doing that's a malacha. But it's clear what you're referring to. So then that would be good enough. So Tesis' first teretz is very geschmack and very easy. Tesis' second teretz is a lot harder. Taisa's second teretz, Taisa says, Ayish Leimer, the Zeh Shemit teretz. This is Taka the Gemara's teretz. Hach gava b'mishkin kore le'yav, v'tzorach la'hasra yisal tolda b'shma. Taisa, the second teretz holds that in fact you must be masra on a tolda b'shum ha'av. That the temis, that's kapshat in the Gemara. Every time you give a person hasra, you have to give on the tolda for the av. You have to be a lamdin sometimes. A person is doing something, you have to know a lamdin. So the person is not alive. Which malach is it? So you have to warn him which malach it is, no? It's sort of a... The Taisa is saying to din, you have to be master at Talda Bishamah. Question is, why... What's the svara to this? What's a svara? Why should you have to be masra on the Tolda Mishum Ha'at? Leinit Nasra, Elola Hafna Mishayi Lamezit. If someone's killing somebody, you give him masra, if you kill him, you get misa. It's good enough. You don't have to tell him the pasik. You don't have to tell him details of the Aveira. You just tell him it's an Aveira, which is punishable by death. If someone's eating the Vela, you don't tell him Lomdis. You just tell him you're eating the Vela. And you're going to get punishable by Malchus. Why, in Hilchas Shabbos, should it be any different? Why in Hilchas Shabbos should it be necessary to delineate, to express, which Avlamach it is? It's Tzarech Hezber, and it needs an explanation. Why should it be this way? In the Hagois, that's actually from the Michas Chinuch. In the Michas Chinuch, in this, what Seilas Lamintar is late, the notes he wrote later to Michas Chinuch. He has this kasha. Why should it be this way? Why should you have to give Mishamah? Why isn't Leisasa Malacha good enough? Just like Leisasa Nevel is good enough, Leisasa Kamalacha should be good enough. So I think. What? Yeah, nevela. You could have a nevela of meat. You could have a nevela of chicken. You could have a nevela of steak. You could have steak. So you have to tell them that you're eating. The pasuk says gedi, but we're marba other. We have a ribui that's marba other animals too. You have to tell them that. What? You have to tell them the detail. The av is the detail, right? Tolda is a different malacha. So let's say I see a person is watering the grass. So watering grass is a told of planting. So tell a person watering the grass, you're going to get Misa because you're planting. And I think I'm joking. I don't know if he'll understand. I'm going to have to explain to him. Everyone agrees. What? It's a good Asra. Tell the second Teres agrees. It can't sound like a joke. So you have to explain to him. You're watering the grass, that's a malach of planting since you're making it grow. Right? So I have to tell him that there's a malacha of making it grow. I can't tell him watering grass is loisatzika malacha. It's a malacha on Shabbos. I can't tell him that. Why do I have to tell him it's an av? Most balabata, you know, amaratim, certainly women, they don't know what to av. I told them. Maybe today they know. But, huh? They're more familiar with the av is. Yeah, it's true. So av is better than told them. But why do I need av at all? Why don't I just tell them this is a malacha? I have to explain. It has to make sense to him that it's a malacha. So it's an extra level of explanation. It's an extra. Isn't more explanation if I say, when you water the grass, I could say, watering the grass is a malach on Shabbos. Or I could say, watering the grass is a toldah of planting. Which is clearer. I think it's much clearer for me just to say, watering the grass, that's a malach on Shabbos. I think it's an av. So, let's say he thinks it's an av. But Lagabi the Hasra, why should it matter? Why should it matter? What the Hasra is, you're watering the grass. So why is that good enough? Watering grass is a malach on Shabbos. I saw it beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says that watering grass is not good enough Hasra. He might be thinking watering the grass is something else. It's not Zareya. And that's a problem. The question is, why is that a problem? You're right. The question is, why is that a problem? I've all been a dintaka. Let's say I see a person eating nevela. Right? If a person, goes into a store, buys a tray for hamburger, he's eating it. Which aveira is it? Nevela. Someone comes over to him and he says, I'm warning you, you're going to get malchus, what you're eating is trefa. Is that a good asra? Huh? Is it a good asra? It's incorrect. It's not trefa, it's nevela. In English, it's treif. The malacha is not. So let's say if someone asra, so the wrong aveira, it's the same, even the same language, you don't have to go from different ayinish. Let's say I tell somebody who's eating the vela, you should know if you eat that, you're going to get an ayinish. It says, basa basa de treif alay sechevel. So it's pashit that that's not a good asra. Why it's not a good asra, you can get into, but I think we all agree that if you give an asra for a wrong aveira, that it's not a good asra. Question is, what about Shabbos? Shabbos, it's all the same aveira. If when I warn him, he thinks it's only the Rabbanan. So he has to say so. No, you have to realize Hasra is when I tell him, he says Afal Pikein. Now, Chazal will worry that when I warn him, he may think I'm just some frumi who doesn't know what I'm talking about. So Chazal said that when I warn him, he has to say Afal Pikein. So I told him this is Malchut Deraisa, and he said Afal Pikein.
No, but just
saying
he's
left Shabbos
in the corner.
Why?
Because he might know that it's wrong.
So why did he say, if he said Afal Pikein, that means he's saying, I know it's in their eyes and I don't care. Now, if I want him, when he's eating the vela, I told him it's trefa, and he said Afal Pikein, he's not going to get an inch. I didn't satisfy the Hasra. Someone thinks he's eating trefa, and he's eating the vela, so different Averis. Magabi Nevela, he's a Shaygay. Magabi Trefa, he's amazing, but it's not trefa. question is by the other Tar Yab mitzvahs, whichever ones have Asra, it makes sense. If you give Asra for the wrong Aveira, then it makes sense. What about by Shabbos? There's a Tosfos Rid in the Sefer Shabbos that says a very nice hesber. Tosfos Rid says there's a Gzeres HaKosiv of Havara L'Chalek Yotzis. What does that mean? Havara L'Chalek Yotzis. There are 39 malachas. How many of the 39 are beferish in the Torah? One, some say two, but Pashtus one. Leisavaru Esh, B'chol Mesh Vesefem Yom HaShabbos, that's where in Kisisa, I think. Leisavaru Esh, is the Havara, is the only Malacha that says Beferish. So the Gemara says, why does it say it? Why does the Torah spell out Havara? We can learn that in the Mishkan. Why does the Torah say Havara? So the Gemara answers, Havara L'chalek Yatzis. What is Havara L'chalek Yatzis? Means there's a chiddush. The chiddush of Havara is that a person is chayiv a separate Avera for each of the 39 malachas. Each of the 39 malachas is mechayiv a separate carbon. If you do two of this, you chayiv two carbons. You can do three, you chayiv three. Mechalek yatzis means to be mechalek, to separate. It's not like, let's say, basa b'chalav. If you eat meat basa b'chalav, and you eat the lambs the basa b'chalav, and you eat goat basa b'chalav, it's all one avera. It doesn't matter if they're slightly, they learn out of a riboy. The Torah says, Gedi, we have a riboy for other things. But it's all one avera. There's no mechalek. Shabbos is special. Shabbos, as far as I know, is unique. But there's one other avera this way. But Shabbos l'chalek yotzis. Each malacha has its own parsha of Einshin. Each malach is ki'ilu, there were 39 separate mitzvahs. Because there are 39, you get an Einish for Harisha, you get an Einish for Zriya, you get an Einish for a Merakeh, you get an Einish for each one separately. Zakta Taisus Rid, since in Einshin, each of the 39 malachis has its own parsha of Einshin. It's the same difference as the difference between Nevela and Trefa and Chelev. We have to give Asra for the right one because each one has its own parsha of Einshin. And if someone's eating Nevela and you tell him you're eating Trefa, it's not a good Asra for Nevela. The same thing, the 39 Malachis. Although, when you count Tariag Mitzvahs, Shabbos is one. When you look at Einshin, Shabbos is 39. It's like 39 separate Averis. One Averis to plow on Shabbos, one Averis to cook on Shabbos, one Averis to carry on Shabbos, one Averis to sift on Shabbos. Each one, Lagabi Einshin, Havara L'chalek Yatzis, each one is like a separate Malacha. And that's why when you give Asra, which is in the Parsha of Einshin, the Asra, which is a Din in Einshin, that Asra has to be for the right Malacha. Because they're separate, they're different. This is a Tosfos Rid in the Sefer Shabbos, which explains at least the second Teretz of Tosfos, gives an understanding of why you need a separate Asra. It's like two different Averis, two different Averis. Everyone agrees you need a separate Asra. It does not explain the Toldah in Av. It doesn't explain. This is only explaining why Loisasa Kol Malach is not good enough, like Tosfos Second Teretz. It's true. It's not explaining why you can't say the Toldah for the Toldah. Why do you have to say the Toldah for the Av? So that's the Nachinami. But it is explaining the Mechas Tetzri, the Mechas Chinuch Kasha. Mechas Chinuch asked that it should be enough, Loisasa Kol Malach. And he said, like Tosfos First Teretz, it is good enough. You look at Mechas Tinnach, he doesn't bring our Tosis, he brings the Tosis in Dafai and Gimel and Shabbos, which is the same. But he says, Tosis first Teretz, like Sas Kamalach, is good enough. Tosis second Teretz is not good enough, the question is why. So with this Mahalach, at least gives us the Tosis Rid gives us an approach to understanding. Okay, let's move on in the Gemara. So Gemara said Shabbos, the Toldos are Aki Yitzabahen. The Gemara brings Gabi Tumah, Tidnan Oves HaTumah, Vasheretz, Vashefazera, Vitamei Meis, Toldoseim Lav Ki Yitzabahen. Vilu Av, Metama Adam Mikalim, Vilu Tolda, Echlu Mashka, Metama Adam Mikalim, Loi Metama. By Tuma, there's a difference in Av and a Tolda. You all know, you've had in Gemara that there's Avi Avaisa Tuma, there's an Av Tuma, there's a Rishon, and a Shani. And by Tuma, there's a Shlishi, and by Kachim, there's a Ravi. Or is there a Chamishi? I kept only even five steps, only by Paraduma. Paraduma can have Chamishi. So there, that's how many Toldas there's. Rishon, Shani, Shlishi, Ravi, Chamishi. Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach is going to come. You guys are going to have a crash course in all these dinim. It's all going to be very negev. No. You see a sheretz on the floor. How do you get it out of the house? If you touch it, you become tamei. So what do you do? Well, sheretz is not matama bayo. So what do you do? Huh? You're going to have to know what to do. Huh? You put on a glove, no? You put on a glove, and then you pick it up. The sheretz is the time of the glove. So the glove becomes a rishon. Adam can't become a shani. Adam and Caleb can't become shani. Only Ethel and Mash can become shani. So you put on a glove, and you pick it up, and you throw it out. It's going to be like, yeah, you'll see. The sheikh will come, there'll be a run on disposable gloves. No? They used to wear gloves very often because of this. In the time of Tumah Tara was when it was night, people went around with Bayaz was wearing a glove. Shalaf ish naloi, naloi, it says need a glove. Why was Bayaz wearing gloves? People used to go around with gloves. No? And I mean, it's a job, pretty very serious. Alright, so someday we're going to learn Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. We'll have a Mitzvah Shem Bekarav. What? Kayanim? Sheretz is no issa for Kayanim, only Tamei Meis. Kayanim are not Muzer on other Tumas. They're only Muzer on Tumas, only on Tumas Meis. So, no problem. Thing is, I'll also need a crash course because I know a little bit more than you is not going to help me. You're going to have to know all the Tulchas Tumas. I remember once there was somebody in Yeshiva needed blood, so guys were going to give blood. So there was a kayin, we didn't go because the Revius is Matama, so you don't want to go to give blood. What was his mistake? What? What was his mistake? It's like a joke. A Revius of a mace is Matama. A Revius of a chai is not Matama. A Revius dam of a chai is not Matama. Only a Revius dam of a mace is Matama. There are plenty of reviews in the oil here today that could be kainim that doesn't okay, anyway, we're not going to spend time on the nyanim of Tuma here. Hachamai. On Hachamai we're going to spend some time. Hachamai. So here's the Rashi I pointed out the other day. Hachamai. What's the Gemara Shai? First Pshat. We find Shabbos Toldasem Ki Yitzabahen. We find Tuma Toldasem Lav Ki Yitzabahen. Hachamai. So the Nachmas David says right away, and this is for Pshat purposes, he says right away, what do you mean Hachamai? By Tuma, why is the Tolda not Ki Yitzabahen? Because it's a step less. Right? The Av touched it. It's a step less. How can you compare that to Mazikin? A Tolda by Tuma is Taka Kishmai Kainhu. It's Tolda. It's born from the previous thing. The Av gave birth to the Tolda. The Av touched the Tolda. The Kain gave birth to the Tolda. But what does that have to do with Mazikin? Mazikin is totally separate. There's no dinion in the world from Tuma to Mazik. There is no dinion. Zakhtin Akhlas David. Emes, there is no dinim. The Gemara only brings it purely for the taich word of the word toilda. The question is, what taich of the word toilda? We find that the word toilda could mean something that is kiyotze ben by Shabbat. We find the word toilda could mean something that's lav kiyotze ben by Tuma. What is the taich of toilda by us? There's no hava amina to compare in longis mazikin to Tuma. So that says Nachmas David Klar, and like I said when we started, there's no other way to understand why the Gemara brought in Shabbos and Tumah. It's the only mahalach that fits in pshat wise. The question is taich wise. So now, what is the Gemara Shaila? Told us saying kiyaitze behem or lav kiyaitze behem. So we have here two pshatim in the Gemara, Rashi and the Rif. Rashi learns, told they say lav kiyaitze behem means that the tolda is potter. Rashi said, the lashon of Rashi is im hizik mishalein. Is the tolda like the av im hizik mishalein? Oy dilmalei, or maybe the tolda is potter. Rashi shita is shver, and everybody jumps on Rashi. That why should the tolda be potter lagamri? Why should I say that the tolda is totally potter? Why should I say such a thing? If there's an idea to learn how toldas, what's a tolda by Mazik? Whatever says beferish in the pasuk is the av malacha, and whatever similar is a tolda. So if an animal ki yigach, if it kicks, so then that's the av malacha. If it does damage by with its body, if it's walking down the street and it rubs by something, so that's not regel, that's a tolda of regel. Whatever is beferish in the pasuk is the av, whatever is not beferish is the tolda. And Rashi Tshver, why should the tolda be any different? So therefore, we have Baruch Hashem a second pshat, the pshat of the Rif, which the Rosh is medayik in the Lashon HaRif. The Rif's pshat, which is brought by the others here, but come out, everybody brings it, the Yeshua, the Nachas David, they all bring the Rif's pshat, that the Shaila of told the same kiyay, lav kiyay to behen is, lehil chayseyem. What does it mean, lehil chayseyem? Every malacha has some, not every malacha, every mazik has some unique characteristic that's special to it or not. Which means, keren is only chatzi nezek. That's a unique characteristic of keren, that you only pay half. And regel is potter b'shusarabin. And bar is potter on kalim, and eish is potter on tamun. They all have halachas, what they say. The shayla of told the same kiyaitze behem is the tolda, let's say, of eish. You have a tolda of eish. Is that tolda also potter on tamun, or only the av is potter on tamun? Well, you have a tolda of bar. Told they say, is it kiyaitze ben or lav kiyaitze ben? Is only the av chayiv on a potter on kalim, or is the tolda also potter on kalim? Or keren, is only the av pays chatzi nezek? Or maybe the tolda also only pays chatzi nezek? Do the hilchaseyem extend to the tolda? That's is it dafka on peturim? Well, it's a good kasha. But does he mention anything besides peturim? Because of a riff, keeping the kaimulon, the shalom, I know chatzi nezek nasa, which is the shalom, 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 is there anything besides kulis? Or also for less, maybe how you can do that by bar? You're right, by shar, which is the example the Rif and the Rosh talk about, it makes sense. How you can do that by bar? Maybe the bar, the av is put on kalim, and the tolda is. Maybe the tolda bar is also chatzi nezek. That's true. Maybe it's Chatinezek, and it's Potter and Kehl. Maybe Bar, the Tolda should be Potter on. Chinami. That's one of the things that needs an explanation, which hopefully we'll get to. But it could be. The way I explained it is the way we're going to see the way the Acharonim learned the Rif. But certainly it's included in that also, that maybe Tolda Seyem doesn't have Nezek Shalem. Maybe Tolda Seyem is always Katzi Nezek, Kula. Maybe Tolda Seyem is only Magufei Mishalem. So the question is, what else I say? Whatever halacha the Av has, does that halacha necessarily go to the Tolda? That's how the Rif learns. And it seems everyone's very happy with this chat. It's much better than Rashi's chat. I say better. It's much more satisfying than Rashi's chat. Rashi's chat is a Tolda should be Potter. So the Rif's chat is a much more Mestavidikim chat. But the Brisker Rav asks that the Rif's chat has the same problem. Why shouldn't the Tolda be like the Av? Mechitesi. Why should I think the Torah is not like the Av? The Torah says Ki Yigach, and in Svara we say that anything similar to it has the same din. So Brisker Rav asks that the same kasha you have on Rashi, it's true on Rashi, it's a pella, but really the same kasha is on the Rif. Why shouldn't the Torah be like the Av? Why should I make up new halachas for the Torah? I say the Av of a bar is chayav nezek shalom, the Torah chatzi nezek. From where? From what? Where does it come from? The Brisker Rav is bothered that this kasha shver on the Rif also. You see, by Tam and Muad there's a difference. So I should say there are differences here too. However, even though there it's not Av and a Tolda. Would you say that once I see there are differences between Eish and Bar, therefore there should be differences in the Toldas and the Av? I think you would say that, because a Tolda of Bar should be Bar, a Tolda of Eish is Eish. So a Tolda of a Tam should be a Tam, a Tolda of a Muad should be a Muad. Because you could have Muad and Tam by stepping with your, goring with the horns. You can have Muad and Tam by banging with the body. You could have Muad and Tam by banging with the tail. So each one hitting with the tail is a tolda. Hitting with the horn is an av. So if it's a tolda of a muid, so it should be a muid. If it's a tolda of a mechayra, it should be the same. It's not to see mokim why we should be mechalik. There's another kasha which both the Pnei Yeshua and the Nachmas David call it makshin ha'olam. The Velt asked the kasha. Interesting that they both use that phrase, Nachshin Ha'olam. They felt it's the following kasha. In the Mishnah said, Loi Hare Mavach Hare Shar. Why did it say that? How do we learn the Mishnah? Pshat. I'm not talking now any tradition. How do we learn Pshat in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah said, Loi Hare this, Kahare that, and Loi the two like the third, and not the three like the four. Why did the Mishnah say that? Because otherwise, what? Otherwise, huh? Otherwise, we would learn one from the other. That's push pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah saying, why can't it just say shar, and I learn eish out of shar and adam? I learn eish out of. Why can't I do that? So Gemara Mishnah says, no, it's different. This is a rachai. Mishnah says, why can't I take the three of them and learn bar out of them? Mishnah says, you can't because it's the Darkalel Chalahaz. But that means if it would be similar, I would learn it out. The Mishnah is saying that if not for this Pircha, it wouldn't say bar. I would learn bar out of Eish and Shar. The Mishnah is saying, I would learn it out, except I have a Pircha. 1 minute. If you would learn it out, it would be a Tolda. Av is whatever says Beferish, and Tolda is whatever you learn out. So So when the Mishnah says loy harei this kahare that, it's saying it's really the pasuk doesn't have to say it. I can learn one out of the other. What's the Mishnah saying? That I could learn one out of the other. If the Mishnah is saying I could learn one out of the other, it must be told the same kiyaitzavet. It must be the Tolda is the same as the Av. Because if Tolda is only pay half what the Av pays, so it's Pashit I need a Pasuk for Bar. The Pasuk has to tell me I pay the full amount. It's Pashit I need a Pasuk for Eish. It has to tell you that Eish pays the full amount. When the Mishnah was saying, why do I need a Pasuk? I can learn out of the others. It's Mukha from the Mishnah that told the same Kiyotzebehem. Because the Mishnah is saying you can learn one thing out of the other. Now, if you learn one thing out of the other, it's only a Tolda. Must be told the same Kiyotzebehem. Because the Mishnah is saying that if not for the Pircha, I would learn one out of the other. So, it's Mukha from the Mishnah I would learn them out. It's a Shaka Kash. So these are the two problems with this Gemara's Ibaya. They both come down to the same thing. Why should the Tolda not be the Av? Why would I say the Tolda's not like the Av? Why should I say Meichatesi? Why should I say such a thing? And that's the Nakuda that the Briskarov is coming to explain. But Tadarkai, the Briskarov, goes now into a discussion, the Yosaidistic discussion in our Perek, which explains, he himself brings four or five Gemaras. The photostats I had this morning are just the beginning, because the Rav goes for another page or two. So we're going to have to digress to a second topic, which is the Brisker Rav's topic, and then come back to be able to answer it. So what you have to have for now are these Kashas Tlar, that the Shverakite, it's really a Kashem Pshat in the Gemaras Yivayim. Now we're going to digress to the Brisker Rav's discussion, which seems at first glance to be a totally different shtickle Torah, has nothing to do with this, and then we'll come back, we'll see the connection. Those of you who made a latest today on the beginning of the Brisker Rav, the copies that I had, the photostats only had the beginning, you have to get the Griz itself to see how he comes back to answer for tomorrow. Let me just help you, we have 5 minutes left, to tell you what the Brisker Rav is about. So that tomorrow morning you'll be able to harav on understanding the Brisker Rav. It's not an easy piece, but you'll see just from the way I present it to you that it's a very very geshmak and nekuda in learning out mazikin. There are many mazikin. There's no end. There are many ways you can be mazik. There are many ways animals can be mazik. We have the avos. And we have the Teldais, which the Mishnah Gemara list. They're relatively easy. An Avalacha, if it hits with its horn. Instead of hitting with its horn, it hits with its tail, that's a Telda. If it's with its body, it's a Telda. Etc. Pretty easy. We're going to learn many things which are not easy. Many cases, Avnei Sakina, Masoi, Shenichem, Barash Gagoi, Vedafla, Barach Metzuya, right, you put things on a roof and the wind blows it down and it's mazik, what is it? Or someday when in the Masechta we're going to get to if you drive a car and you have an accident, which mazik is it? It always bothers me because I remember my third or fourth grade Rebbe telling me that nowadays a car is shor. You know, he wanted to make everyone interested. You're learning about an animal goring. So you ever had a Rebbe told you that? That cars are like shor, which is a lie, which is a mistake. I accuse him of lying, I accuse him of being an Amoret. The car is not sure. If you hit somebody with a hammer, you hit him over the head, which mazik is it? If you take a hammer and you hit someone over the head, it's other mazik. If you take a car and you hit someone over the head, it's also other mazik. Right? Maybe it depends on exactly what happens, but it's not sure. At any rate, we're going to have many things. We use the word, the Brisker Rav uses the word, it's the Yalfusa. Yalfusa means there are going to be things, mazikin, that we're going to learn out of a combination of two other mazikin. There are going to be different mazikin, many of them, which are not clearly the Av, not clearly the Talmud, But they're Yafusa. Yafusa means we learn out of more than one. For example, and again, I'm mentioning this case, you should chazer this case, Ayn, it's the Gemara Davav. Avnei Sakina Yomasoi, Shenicham Barosh Gagai, V'naflu Barach Metzuya. You take something, you put it on the roof, and it falls with an ordinary wind. That means you're a Pesheya. You shouldn't have put it there. You put something on the roof, and it fell in the Barach Metzuya. There are two ways it could be mazik. It could be mazik on the way down. And that's Eish, the Gemara says. On the way down, it hits somebody. That's Eish. Or it could land, not be mazik anyone, just land on the sidewalk. And later, someone could trip on it. If someone trips on it, which mazik is that? You would say, which mazik, someone trips on it? It's bar. Zok the Gemara, 1 minute. A bar, malabar, she'ein kayach achar morevai. A bar, the person made without any other kayach mixed in. There was no force of nature that did it, the person did it. In this case, the person put the stone on the roof. Kayach achar morevai, the wind blew it down. So maybe that's not bar. Maybe he's less responsible because he didn't do it totally himself. He did it with a kayach acher. So think about a sheichiach. We combine bar and esh. A sheichiach. Fire, there's kayach acher moravai. There's something else doing, helping it along. So we see that kayach acher moravai is chayim. So therefore, this Evan, Sakin, Masa, whatever it is on the ground, is a combination of bar and esh, and that's called Yafusa. Yafusa means we learn out of two things. We learn it out of bar and esh. Okay? You know what a Yafusa is? We're going to have many such cases where we learn it out from two things. Question is, when you have such a creature, which is not one mazik, it's two mazik. It's a combination of two. What are the hilchaseihen of that mazik? Eish is pater on tamo. Bar is pater on kelim. What is this mazik on the ground? What's more logical? Should we say, well, it's chayev on both? Because bar is chayev on tamo. And Eish is Chayav on Kedah. Or should I say it's Pater on both? Because Eish is Pater on Tomo and Bar is Pater on Kedah. Maybe there's a third possibility. Maybe you should pay half on both. Because it's half Eish or half Bar. But when it's on the ground, it's a combination of Bar and Eish. It's a magic which we learn from the two together. But it's a Bar that was created through Kayach HaMorabai. Without Aisha, it wouldn't be a bar. While it's falling, it's pure Aisha. I'm not talking about that. The Brisker Rav is talking Pasa Denayach, after it's on the ground. What I'd like you to do, and this is very important to appreciate the whole Brisker Rav, before you learn what the Brisker Rav brings, he brings Machlokes Rishayim. Before you learn it, you have to take time and in your mind, understand which way is more logical, which way is more mustaver. If you're going to learn this like Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's not going to help you. You're going to have a problem with it. The whole geschmack of this nidain is that you first have to decide which way is more mustaver, and it requires a certain amount of effort together with a chavrusa. It's very hard on your own to understand which way is more mustaver. When you understand which way is more mistaver, then you'll be able to understand what the tutsdagim, so to speak, are. What the machleik, the Brisker Rav is the machleik's rishayim. What the machleik is rishayim is. So for tomorrow, we're actually going to be learning a sugi of davot. We're going to be learning Avnei Sakina and Masai, the Brisker Rav on it. Hopefully we'll understand the Brisker Rav. We'll be able to come back to answer the pshat in this tomorrow as we go.